Jessica Casper says she became interested in the effects of U.S. Army policy on disposal of chemical weapons, especially after reading from cover to cover the Chemical Weapons Convention Treaty.
Not one place in this very long document is the word body mentioned, or is the word health mentioned. The first document, really since the Geneva Convention, that's international in scope, that promises to rid the world of a very dangerous, very deadly substance, doesn't frame it around people's health and bodies.
One of Casper's concerns is that the U.S. Army chose incineration as a preferred method of disposal without asking the communities what they wanted.
There are legitimate concerns that the basic obligations of the Chemical Weapons Convention are not necessarily being met. And one of the things the convention requires is that weapons be destroyed in ways that are safe and environmentally sound. I mean, we are sort of the bellwether program. I mean, if we can do it in the right way, then Russia and other countries with chemical weapons can figure out how to do it as well.
Casper, who directs the Vanderbilt Women's Studies Program, has found a strong concern among women who live near these chemical weapons disposal sites.
It's the women who are protesting, and they're not that concerned with the kind of quantitative language that the Army is spewing at them. They're concerned about having babies with two heads. They're concerned about breast cancer. They're concerned about the kinds of things they might be exposed to. That's an embodied fear that the Army has not done a good job of recognizing.
Casper, who is also a medical sociologist, was a featured speaker at a recent Thinking Out of the Lunchbox lecture. I'm Anne-Marie Deer Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.